Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Car 5 Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 173 of the Car 5 Podcast. You guys know me, of course. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we got another Hennessy Venom F5 update, and today we're going to be talking about kind of the skeleton that's within the body, and I think it's something pretty major, innovative, and really shows you how well engineered this hypercar from Hennessy is going to be. And we've been following the Hennessy Venom F5 for some time. We initially talked about the car itself and the goals they had and the objective of what Hennessy wanted to achieve. And then we talked once again on this podcast when they released all the engine specifications. And, well, we kind of got to see how much of a beast it actually is and how insanely fast it's going to be in the horsepower and the torque. And we'll talk about that again here in just a few moments. But we've got a brand new update, and I think this is the most impressive thing yet. So what we're talking about today is the chassis of the Venom F5. We already have an idea. We knew it was going to be light. And to power the, or to be able to withstand and hold together the car with the type of engine this car has, it's got to be pretty strong. So how do you create something that's extremely lightweight and is incredibly strong at the same time? Car companies have been doing this for quite a while, but I think Hennessy has found a way to engineer carbon fiber that's truthfully, it could be revolutionary. This chassis, it's 100% carbon fiber, and it only weighs 190 pounds. How have they done this? So put it this way. The chassis of the Hennessy Venom F5, the soon-to-be over 300 miles per hour American hypercar, weighs 10 more pounds than me. I weigh 180 pounds. I fluctuate between 178 to 181. Every day I wake up, I'm in between there. So this chassis weighs 10 more pounds than I do, and it is the chassis for this hybrid car, and it's 100% carbon fiber. Its torsional rigidity is 38,353 pounds of torque needed per degree. If you don't know what that means, torsional rigidity is basically the amount of force that's required to deform or break something through a twisting and or bending motion. So if you've ever seen drag racing where a car launches and it basically twists itself, it twists its axle, right? Of course, there's a number of mechanical reasons why that happened. Part of that is torsional rigidity of the chassis and the axles and the car itself. That's a big deal. This car, let's not forget, is using a 6.6 liter twin turbocharged V8, has 1,817 horsepower, 1,193 pound-feet of torque. This thing's got to be strong. Now, granted, it's not going to go to a drag strip and do wheelies like a drag car would. It's a different type. But the fact that it still has over 1,000 pound-feet of torque, and this car is projected to go over 300 miles per hour, that thing's got to be absolutely strong. And they've engineered it in such a way that they've created it 38,533 pound-feet of torque per degree for torsional rigidity. And it weighs 190 pounds. It weighs 10 pounds more than I do. I don't have the mechanical understanding behind that. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Let me back up. I apologize. I don't have an engineering type of knowledge behind that and how that's even possible. I can understand and appreciate how that would be possible if you used maybe a little bit of a bigger chassis that's that weighed more, of course, naturally. But to engineer it in such a way that they've utilized the carbon fiber and they've created it to as strong as it is to only weigh 190 pounds. If it sounds like I'm just repeating myself, I apologize, but I'm genuinely mind blown by this. I'm really hoping Monterey Car Week this year in August of 2020. I've been very fortunate to have met John Hennessy a few different times. A great guy, phenomenal company, great family, actually. And I want to ask how does this even make sense from an engineering standpoint? As a car enthusiast, I'm blown away, and I want to know. I really do. And this type of engineering and technology actually goes back to a podcast a few episodes ago. Is what defines a hypercar? Is my standpoint. For those of you that checked out the episode, I actually had my very first guest appearance on the show as my father. And the reason why I wanted to bring him on is we had two different opinions of what defines a hypercar and what a hypercar actually is. The reason why I did that episode, I'd like to get a feel for you guys, because my father and I actually think differently on this. And what do you guys think as well? Because there's a lot of different things that can qualify a car as a hypercar. And my main point was, what truly defines a hypercar is not necessarily the price point. Yes, it's going to be expensive. It's not surely just the speed or performance as well, because of course it's going to be fast. But what is different about it? A hypercar to me should create new automotive technology. It should advance engineering. It should advance technology in cars to make the car better, to make cars safer, perform better, more efficient. That's what a hypercar is to me. They literally have to change the game or be innovative. And I think just from a pure engineering standpoint, and how Hennessy and Mr. John Hennessy have been able to create this chassis in such a way that it's so light and it's so strong, I don't know. I've never heard of that before. And to me, that truly makes this, obviously, the Venom F5 a hypercar. But I think that's one of the main reasons it makes it a hypercar, is just the sheer genius that is going into the engineering itself. Let's not forget, only 24 of these Venom F5s are going to be made, 12 for the United States, 12 for the rest of the world. Each of them are going to be costing $1.8 million to start. Now, I'm sure there's other specifications you can do to make that price point a little more expensive, but that's still, you know, around the $2 million mark. As weird as this sounds, there's a lot you can buy with $2 million. There's a lot of other hypercars you can buy, and I think, I mean, just seeing the car in person and the updates we've done so far on this podcast, this car's a winner. There's no doubt about it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have today for episode number 173. Let me know what you guys think of this chassis. Are you as blown away as it as I am? Because I would love to know, and I would know your guys' opinion. Maybe you have a better mechanical understanding and more of an engineering standpoint and more knowledge about it than I do. Let me know, and seriously, let's talk about it. But don't forget to follow on Facebook, follow on Instagram. Don't forget to check out the YouTube channel as well, unless you're sitting here watching on YouTube already. If you are, thank you so much. And just browse the channel. And if you guys see what you like, just hit that subscribe button. If you don't mind, leave a like on this video as well. If you ever need anything from me, just shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Don't forget to check out the links in the description, your guys' go-to source for the best car merchandise. If you're looking for your favorite hat, shirt, jacket, or accessory from your favorite car company, www.tlg.com. Last but most certainly not least, don't forget to tune into our next episode, number 174. It's been a little while since we talked about Maserati, but we're going to go ahead and talk about them now. They've kind of teased a brand new two-door sports car. That's going to be very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Please remember to drive safe and have a fantastic evening. Thank you.